We're back on In Focus as we continue along here on this Monday morning, and going to be talking about getting a little preview of the Summer STEM online program here with USD 383 officials. I've got Executive Director of Teaching and Learning, Paula Haug, on the phone. Paula, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And she's joined by a couple of the administrators, including Woodrow Wilson Principal Deb North. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. And Marlette Elementary Principal Sheila Stevens as well. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
It's good to have you all three along here. And STEM, I've heard a lot about, and I know it's something that the kids look forward to. But it's going to be a little bit different this year. Isn't that right, Paula?
It is. We've decided to take it online since K-State's campus and USC 383 physical buildings are closed. We decided to make it a virtual opportunity for students, not just in USC 383, but across the state.
All right. And so that'll begin here just around the corner. June 1st?
That's correct. Yeah.
And so between now and then, what needs to happen if parents want to get their kids signed up?
On the district website, we have a link for summer opportunities, and they're able to enroll there. If they're in-district students, they can pay the fee there. If they are out of district, then they'll have to call up to our business office and speak with Chris Shoemaker.
Okay. This is a great opportunity for a lot of students. I know a lot of them take part in it each year. Maybe just have Deb talk a little bit about how students at Woodrow Wilson take part in this.
Yeah, we have students that participate. You know what? This is a new year for us and a new challenge as we're taking things virtually and online for our year 10. We're excited for this opportunity, and I've had many students participate through the years, and we're hoping that we have many USC 3D3 students join us as well. It'll be fun challenges such as, instead of taking students out into the community to field trips, we're going to be bringing those field trips to students in their own home. So being creative and finding innovative ways to help them learn and grow at home with a high-quality program that encourages STEM.
I should mention STEM is an acronym. It stands for Science, Technology,
Engineering, and Math.
Engineering and Math. I didn't know what the E stood for, but I appreciate that. A little assistance there. And Sheila, can you tell us kind of how students benefit from some of these programs? Maybe what they get out of it?
Well, I think for the most part, the students are able to like concentrate on maybe a certain area that they're really interested in, but we don't really offer in depth during the school year. And so I like to look at it as like we have a first grade teacher who might be teaching about drones. We have an English teacher who could teach about, like last year we had one that taught Minecraft. And so it's just taking some of these possibilities that students and teachers both really would like to go more in depth in, but just don't have time during the regular school year.
I see it's open to 5th and 6th grade, 7th and 8th graders. So this is that core of students that maybe they're not sure what they want to do when they get out of school, but this gets their minds kind of maybe thinking towards that direction, and boy, some of these opportunities may lead to, who knows, really good jobs.
We hope so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have everything from cooking to CSI to writing to music. We have 3D printers. I'm not sure how we would do that this year, but
we are.
But we're doing it.
So figured it out.
So we're gonna. I mean, it's gonna be different, but it's still exciting. But it's just gonna be a little different than what we're used to seeing. It's still going to be very much hands-on. It's just going to be in a different kind of realm.
Sure, absolutely. Well, Dr. Haug, maybe you could tell us a little bit about how this will be administered then toward the end. Will they turn in an assignment here, or how will that work?
We're going to use Canvas, which is the learning platform that USC 383 already uses. And so the teachers, we really need to give them credit. They're the ones who are making this happen. They are going to upload videos, assignments. They'll utilize Zoom to have class meetings and assign the next task. But it will vary depending on the class, like the cooking class. Hopefully they're not uploading any of those assignments via Canvas, so it will be more of a recording and reflection opportunity.
If people have any technology concerns, maybe they don't have the necessary stuff, is there a way they can get access to that here through the district? Or maybe that's already been addressed, I don't know.
No, that's okay. Thanks, Brandon. That's a great question. If there are students enrolled in USC 383, we are providing devices and the Kijiji hotspots. Unfortunately, out-of-district students, we're just not in a place where we're able to check out the technology, so they would need to be able to have access to a device. Depending on what classes they enroll in, that device may vary. A phone could work for some of them, as long as it does have that wireless capability.
All right, very good. There's some other things maybe I haven't asked about yet here about STEM that you guys want to pass along?
You bet. You know, one of the goals of STEM has always been building relationships and having that mentorship opportunity for students to be able to explore interest areas and maybe pursue career areas that they'd like to continue on as they get older. That will still be the goal of STEM, is to provide opportunities to build those relationships through the distance. Even though we will be online and be away from our students, our goal is always to build those strong relationships. So teachers will be checking in with their students in the morning and making those connections with them and outlining the day with them and kind of going through what they can be thinking about for the day for their hands-on project-based learning. So again, those opportunities to connect with people through the distance is what we're looking forward to again.
All right, very good. Is there a registration deadline for this at all?
Not particularly. We had a soft deadline, but we're just extending it just because we would like to have more people involved with it. And so as of right now, they can go until we start. So we just want to get more people out there on that web link out there from the website. I just also wanted to add that one of our greatest strengths of STEM is the showcase, and we are still having one of those on the very last day. Although it will be virtual, it'll still be it's where you can display everything that you've kind of learned throughout the summer. And so we take our students in the classes that they enjoy the most, and they just make up their little videos and are able to share some of the fun and fascinating things that they learned during STEM. So that's going to be June 26th, I believe. And somehow we'll get that out there so we can be able to share that with our community.
All right, very good. Sounds like a lot of fun for these students. Obviously, it's more fun when you can obviously be in person, but everything's been shifted here because of the coronavirus and everything. But do you foresee any challenges here with it being online?
I think there's always going to be a challenge when things are brought online because you just never know about the device or the internet or things like that. But no matter what, we're still going to, like, the videos will still be out there. So if you can't get on your class time, that video that you still need to learn from will still be out there. So when you're able to get back on it. Plus, we have the best IT help within our school system. And so if we have a problem, they're going to be right on it.
All right. And
this is a great partnership. This is not just USD 3D3. This is Kansas State University as well. And the College of Ed are our partners who are phenomenal. So it's a great opportunity for our students to get to learn not only from USD 3D3 teachers, but also professors at the university. And all of a sudden, this starts building hope in them as well, of looking ahead to on down the road. Also, we're partners with MATC. So we're excited to have all of them on board and in the classrooms, in our virtual classrooms with the students. So we have a lot of support, and there will be some challenges. That's just what happens when you're trying something new and different. And we're excited. We have a great team who will problem solve along the way to make for a great learning experience for our students.
All right. Very good. Well, it's the STEM Institute. K-State and Manhattan Ogden USD 3D3 have a partnership, and there's more information. I think it's linked on the USD 3D3 website, correct?
Yes, if you go to Summer Learning or Summer Opportunities.
Okay, perfect. Anything else we haven't touched on you guys want to pass along?
No, just to reiterate, Brendan, that it isn't going to be 12 hours each week of looking into a computer. It's not, Zoom time, 3 hours a day during that allocated time. But that is just the time for check-ins and for some of those activities to occur. But I don't want parents and guardians to feel concerned that it's going to be just screen time.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's a good point there. So yeah, it'll be, 8:30 to 11:30 Monday through Thursday, starting June 1st through the 25th. And these are different times we're living in, that's for sure. And this is, I think it's great that you're still offering the service, because a lot of kids really look forward to this, I'm sure, every summer.
We hope so.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Haug, Ms. Stevens, and Dr. North, we sure appreciate the time here this morning.
Thank you.
All
come
right.
Join us. We hope we have more students that sign up. It's going to be great.
All right. Well, we sure hope this gets the word out there. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. We'll continue in focus after this. Red Cross, Christy Ingalls will join us next.